Welcome to Biceps and Banter with expert trainer Brandon Crow. Hold on to your dumbbells and get ready for this conversational style podcast focused on interesting everyday dribble with tasty tidbits of health-related information sprinkled in. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Biceps and Banter. This week, I'm going to be talking about ketogenic dieting. It's become pretty popular over the last year or two, or last few years, and I'm going to be going through some of the basics. Ketogenic dieting is something that I've played with on and off since January. I'm by no means an expert on it. Next week, I'm hoping to have a couple on the podcast that are going to be talking a little bit more in depth about ketogenic dieting. In this episode, I'm going to be giving you some of the basics. This is for educational purposes, and if you want to look into it more, I would suggest you talk to a doctor before embarking on any diet program. So what is the ketogenic diet, or what is ketogenic dieting? The word keto comes from the fact that your body produces a small molecule called ketones as an alternative fuel source in the body when blood sugar or glucose is in short supply. Ketones are produced if you eat very few carbs and only moderate amounts of protein. Another way that you can get into this state is by fasting or intermittent fasting. On the diet, your entire body switches its primary fuel source to run almost entirely on fat, and insulin levels become very low or kept stable. The primary benefit that I've noticed is mental focus and clarity and steady energy levels, because you don't get the associated rise and fall of insulin when you're taking in lots of carbs. Many places that you'll read out there will say eating somewhere between 20 and 50 grams of carbohydrates daily will get you into ketosis. Fats will be high, proteins will be moderate, carbs will be low. Again, carbs somewhere between 20 and 50 grams is recommended for most people. For protein, you're looking at somewhere around 0.5 grams for every pound of body weight. So somebody that's 200 pounds might be eating somewhere around 100 grams of protein. Maybe a little bit more if you're into heavy resistance training. But there is a minimal amount of protein that your body does need to function optimally. So this is something that you will want to keep a close eye on. To keep carbohydrates somewhere around 20 to 50 grams, this means on keto, you'll basically need to avoid sugary foods completely, as well as overly starchy foods like breads, pasta, rice, potatoes. For me personally, I do a modified approach. My primary carb source will come from vegetables, and in the evening, I may indulge in a few extra carbohydrates from primary fruits. The primary food source that somebody on a ketogenic diet focuses on is fat. So to break things down, carbs will be somewhere between 20 and 50 grams, protein somewhere around half your body weight in pounds in terms of grams, and the rest of your diet will be filled up with fat. There's a number of fat sources such as olive oil, coconut oil, avocados, butters, cheeses if you're not allergic to dairy, and fatty cuts of meats or fatty fish such as salmon. For me personally, I found my energy levels have stabilized, my focus is better, I'm not as hungry during the day, so it allows me to go longer periods of time before my first meal. Ketogenic dieting may not be for everybody, but I always say it's worth giving it a shot for at least 10 days to see if you notice any difference and if it's something that you think will be sustainable. Ketogenic dieting specifically will take some time to get it used to, especially if you're used to eating very sugary and a high carbohydrate diet. Some people may experience what's called the keto flu, where you're just not feeling the greatest. If you stick with it, it will pass. Some of the benefits to ketogenic dieting, like I mentioned, better focus, energy levels, more endurance. Some people claim they have better performance on the diet. There have also been studies to suggest that it improves markers for health, such as balancing cholesterol levels, lowering insulin, or stabilizing insulin. What's the moral of the story? There's no one perfect diet out there, but it's important to find out what works for you. Before trying any diet, it's first important to talk to your doctor, naturally. And secondly, see how you feel on it. Do you feel better? Do you feel worse? Are you noticing you're getting the results you're after? Maybe it's weight loss. Maybe it's improved focus or energy levels. For me personally, I haven't found being 100% keto all of the time very sustainable, but I do a modified approach. Like I mentioned previously, I'll have some fruit in the evening. This technically may break me out of being ketosis, but it's important to remember to make fitness a lifestyle. Is it something that fits in your lifestyle? And is it something that you can do long term? So those are just some quick bullet points on ketogenic dieting. And I'm in the process of getting some ketogenic experts on the podcast to take a deeper dive into ketogenic dieting. So be on the lookout for that in future episodes. I hope you enjoyed that episode. I hope you got a lot from it. Be sure to rate this on iTunes. It helps me grow in the rankings and get more guests on the podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, be sure to send me an email. Or if you want to see me talk about any other topics, email crowfitness@gmail.com. That's crowefitness@gmail.com. And I'll talk to you soon.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Biceps and Banter with Brandon Crow. If you like our show, do us a huge subscribe, toss a review on iTunes, or maybe share the show with your friends. And if you want to know more, find us at fastingftw.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/fastingftw.